A losing cause at the World Cup in Barbados. England got up to beat the West Indies by one wicket with one ball to spare. A fantastic nail-biting finish, but the match will be remembered for the exit of a cricket legend.
And Lara is walking slowly off for the final time after 20,000 runs in international cricket and 53 centuries. The last time we'll see Brian Lara with a bat in his hand, and what a way to go. And everyone is standing around the ground. Lara turns to them, puts both hands up in the air, almost in triumph, lifts his glove and his bat, and walks off into the Garfield Sobers Pavilion. Well, that's an appropriate place to go. And he makes his way up the pavilion steps, and we'll see no more of him.
Well, West Indies scored exactly 300, and England overhauled that total with the help of a century by Kevin Peterson, watching at the Kensington Oval, the BBC's Lee James.
Well, not many in sport get to choose when they're going to bow out, and even less end their careers on a high. Brian Lara's scriptwriter saw fit that he would say farewell by being run out for 18 by his teammate Marlon Samuels, and then end up on the losing side in a nail-biting final over. But Lara was philosophical afterwards, taking the applause from the capacity crowd and wiping away a tear. He said he believed it was the right time to call it a day and hadn't got any regrets. Few can doubt his batting genius, and his world records will stay with him for a long time, but it's perhaps reflective of an unfulfilled career as part of a declining team that it all ended with World Cup failure. But after carrying the mantle of West Indies cricket for so long, Lara seems content now that the burden has been lifted.
West Indies cricket is at a stage where I think change is necessary, and you know, we have a young captain, I don't know, someone under the age of 30 years, and you know, he would need to mold his team along with the support group that he needs. And, you know, I just thought there's no need for me to be out there physically. There is nothing much I can do to help at present. And, you know, as I said, I have unconditional love for West Indies cricket. And I'm looking forward to playing a part at any point in time. I'd like to have a bit of a break, though, away from the game. But, you know, it's just a matter of allowing the team, you know, that change that is needed. And maybe this is just one of it. Maybe there's a lot more to take place. But, you know, I just see no reason for me to carry on at this present time.